getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Alright, another week is upon us. Time for another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Yeah, it's an hour of great old-time records, polkas and waltzes and whatnot here. So hang on to your hats, fasten your seatbelts, whatever it is they recommend you do in a situation such as this, and we'll get things rolling here in a little bit. I'm sitting here in the studio looking out the window. We're about three stories up, and everything is a winter wonderland out there coming to you from northern Minnesota. We have picked up 3 or 4 inches of snow, which is what we wound up with after they promised us snow showers and a few flurries, and it's... blue sky, bright sun, bright white snow. I'm squinting excessively because it's all coming in the studio window right in front of me here. But maybe I'll just put on my sunglasses and get to work. Best time of the year because for me, it's Christmas music season. I know for you guys, it probably is. I love Christmas music. And I start playing Christmas music around the house and in my car the day after Halloween. And I have a hard time holding off that long. And I have every year through the course of the year, I find more Christmas records to add to the collection. And I even found a couple of fresh old time Christmas records. They're old records, but we've never had them on the show for the holiday season. And we're what, a couple of weeks away? What is this show? Let me check my calendar here. Let me see what it says here. We could almost start slipping in some Christmas songs in next week's show because the next week's show will include the Thanksgiving holiday. Ooh, that's tempting. Anyway, we'll see. Let's get things rolling, shall we? The Eddie Froman Orchestra. Haven't heard from them in a long time on the show. This is the I Love Polka Music Polka. That's only obvious, I guess.
Slapping on the dashboard, singing along. Rolled down all the windows, turned it up so loud. The feeling overtakes me, makes me wanna shout. I love polka music. You know I like the rhythm and the way the trumpets sound. All around the world it goes, never gonna stop, you know. Oh, it makes me feel so fine. Come on, play it one more time. I love polka music. I was just a child. That was many years ago, but it still drives me wild. Polkas are a part of me, I play them every day. There's just no way to stop me, so I gotta say, I love polka music. You know I like the rhythm and the way the trumpets sound. All around the world it goes, never gonna stop, you know. Oh, it makes me feel so fine. Come on, play it one more time. I love polka music. I love polka music. You know I like the rhythm and the way the trumpets sound. All around the world it goes, never gonna stop, you know. Oh, it makes me feel so fine. Come on, play it one more time. Thank you.
the Eddie Froman Orchestra, the I Love Polka Music. This is Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. You have stumbled upon us once again. Unless you're one of those people who listens to this on purpose. I like to think there's a bunch of you out there, too. Anyway, glad to have you along for another week. Great old-time music on the show. And I don't know where I'm going from there. I guess I'll just play more records. I feel unorganized. I was looking at the World of Accordions Museum website is what I was doing while you were listening to this. I suppose I could talk about him now as long as I brought him up because you want to put him on your schedule of places to visit. I don't know that you want to do it in the winter. I'm telling you, Lake Superior and Duluth and the North Shore of Lake Superior, it's all beautiful in the winter, but it's cold. But you might want to make sure to visit the museum. If nothing else, visit their website, worldofaccordions.org, and look at all the amazing stuff they got coming up. In fact, you just missed a winter accordion recital. Just happened over the past weekend. And a lot of people playing a lot of music at their beautiful concert hall up there. But what I was actually doing, what brought me to their website, is I wanted to look at the gift shop. Because it is the holiday season, and you may find some interesting things, anything from new and used accordions to all sorts of interesting, fun, musical things. So pay them a visit, worldofaccordions.org. They're in Superior, Wisconsin. If you're going to be in the area, might want to add them to your agenda of places to visit. Check it out, worldofaccordions.org. See there, I got to do some of my Christmas shopping, and at the same time, I got to use the information for the commercial. It's amazing how that works out. Happy Louie and the band. This is the Green Grass Polka.
A na trasę siedzi Mania ze swoim kochankiem. Mama woła na córuny, Mani szkoda odejść, bo dotychczas nic nie trudno było mamę zwodzić. Oj, córuniu, gdzie ty chodzisz, czego się zmieniła? I gdzie twe nóżki cię prowadzą i coś tam robiła?
It's Happy Louie and the band and the Greengrass Polka on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. I don't want to just sit here and talk about World of Accordions Museum and the whole show, but we had already talked about them officially. But I'm still poking around the website, and I'm in the gift shop. And there's a lot of fun stuff if you're looking for something for somebody for the holidays. And it seems like we're talking about it early, but I mean, if you're going to go there and visit the website and mail order something and all that, you want to get a head start. But yeah, there, I saw a cool little figurine accordion player you can hang on the Christmas tree. It's an ornament. But I thought, now here's something that I always think I'm kind of weird. You may have figured that out. If you're going to looking for a gift for somebody who has everything, how about the accordion repair kit? For somebody that doesn't even play anything, you know, it's like, what am I going to do with this? It includes a 25-page booklet entitled A Look Inside the Accordion, 3 cleaning brushes, brass, steel, and bristle, the bass button bender, the waxing spoon, the tuning tool, the reed tongue lifter, the mini pencil-style file, and a bottle of Eileen's tacky glue. Apparently, these are all things you need to do repairs on an accordion. And the whole kit's $50. Now, there is a gift for somebody who has everything. I'm just telling you. Okay, this next record, I'll explain more about it when I'm done playing it, because then I can read all the itty-bitty words on the label. I have the Just Because Polka, and it's by the Polka All-Stars. And I am not smart enough to remember who all the Polka All-Stars are without reading it off the label of the record. So I'll do that after I play the record. But you'll know, I think, all the names of the different performers. How they got all these people together to play one song on one record, I do not know. But anyway, here's the Polka All-Stars. This is the Just Because Polka. See, you go, Polka All-Stars and the Just Because Polka. How many musicians did you recognize? And I know you can recognize them by their musical styles. You know that was Romy Gaz on trumpet kicking off the record. That was obvious. Bob Kames on there. Frank Yankovic, of course, you recognized his accordion style within seconds, I'm sure. Louis Bashel on that record. George Cook playing on there. Gene Hare and Valquia all playing on that record. So the Just Because record with the Polka All-Stars. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it's your old-time oldies show. This next record is just a funny one. It's one of my favorites because I like the funny, weird records from the Pala Brothers Orchestra. And unfortunately, it's a record that's kind of wore out. and I'm trying to come up with the best needle and record player combination that will play it. It's the best sound I get out of it anyway. It's a ridiculous record. Anyway, here's Pala Brothers and Stella at the Wheel.
Stella out to drive, I just pray to stay alive. She hits 50 right away, and that's still in our driveway. I wish that she would slow down while she's driving through the town. She don't know her left from right, she scares everyone inside. Oh, I don't know what to do, stop light's red, she goes right through. Every time she hits the brake, it gives me a bad headache. I just can't go on no more, someone help me out the door. You've gotta have some nerves of steel with my Stella at the wheel. Lights, they're flashing red. I tell her there's a train ahead. I tell her to hit the brakes, but she just accelerates. There's not much that I can say, just close my eyes and start to pray. Guess I should have stayed in bed, but I didn't use my head. Well, I've told you all I know, now it's time for me to go. If you're smart, you'll all agree, never give your wife the key. If she has to travel far and she wants to use the car, save yourself a lot of fuss, give her money for the bus.
Brothers Orchestra, Stella at the Wheel, Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Yeah, doing it again, playing all the crazy old records. That one was a little crazy. Notice how it sounded a little distorted here and there. You know why? You know what caused that? Somebody 40 years ago or whatever played that record with a crummy needle, and they damaged the grooves. That's exactly what happened. It was played by a crummy needle. Remember those old ads used to say, needles are not forever. Remember to change your needle or damage your records. They were kind of threatening. Sometimes I see ads like that printed on the sleeves for the records, too. Anyway, so that's what happened to that one, but still a great record from the Pala Brothers here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Ah, the Lekowski Brothers are up next. And I was excited because I just found this morning, I seek out boxes of Christmas records at thrift stores and on eBay and stuff. It's like, here's a box of crummy old Christmas records. Buy them for $20. And I always do. And I always find something fun. I just found a Lekowski Brothers Christmas record that I am not playing in the show. Big Daddy Lekowski. Anyway, he was part of the Lekowski Brothers. And we'll get to that when we get into the holiday season here on the Oompa Hour. But anyway, just reminded me of that. Here's the Lekowski Brothers. This is the doubleheader polka.
Do Jakuba Michał, do Michała, pije ci, pije ja, kompania cała. A to nie wypije, dostanie kijem, hupu-cupu, hupu-cupu, hupu-cupu dana. A to nie wypije, dostanie kijem, hupu-cupu, hupu-cupu, hupu-cupu dana. Do Jakuba Michał, do Michała, pije ci, pije ja, kompania cała. A to nie wypije, to nie żyje, hupu-cupu, hupu-cupu, hupu-cupu dana. A to pije, to żyje, hupu-cupu, hupu-cupu, hupu-cupu dana. Hej!
potato meat. Put mothballs in my pants, mothballs in my pants, mothballs in my pants. My mommy told me, put mothballs in my pants, mothballs in my pants. Hey! My mommy told me not to put jelly on my belly, jelly on my belly, jelly on my belly. My mommy told me not to put jelly on my belly, because it attracts the flies.
There you go, the doubleheader polka. What is the takeaway from this week's edition of the Oompa Hour? As you walk away in a little while here at the end of the show and people say, what'd you learn today? You could tell them, I learned to not put jelly on my belly because it attracts the flies. And I learned that from the Lakowski brothers in the doubleheader polka while listening to the Oompa Hour. Don't tell me this is not an educational show. All right, Myron Florin back here on turntable number one now. Myron Florin, actually Norwegian. Of course, famous for being on the Lawrence Welk show for decades. And I'm trying to remember the story. He had rheumatic fever when he was a kid. He started playing the accordion. He was like 10 years old. His dad bought him an accordion. He had rheumatic fever. And they kind of credited his accordion playing with saving his life, because all the work of making the accordion play when he was a kid helped strengthen him and get him back from rheumatic fever. So anyway, that's kind of interesting. But this track is called the German Medley. And I never really think of Myron Florin as a German-style old-time musician. In fact, here on the Oompa Hour, we have him filed in the other category, which is where we're also lumping in the Slovenian and what else is in there? All kinds of stuff where we don't really know, like Swiss and Mexican, that's not Polish or German, really. And he kind of gets lumped in there because he plays so many different styles. But it's pretty rare to hear him do a German-style medley. Myron Florin, this is simply titled The German Medley. Floor, and that's the German Medley. This is Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Speaking of oldies, how about an old oldie from Little Wally? We do that every song. And Little Wally made about a million records, and some of the early ones on JJ Records, his own record label, are kind of amusing. They go way back. Now, normally you find Little Wally with the Lucky Harmony Boys, and this one is Little Wally with the Polka All-Stars, and I do not know if it is the same Polka All-Stars that just played on the Just Because Polka a little bit ago, because I, you know, anybody could be the Polka All-Stars, I guess. So I really don't know, but this is kind of a fun one, too. This is the Hello Stash Polka!
Thank you. Jack Shelmas, a long time no see. Everyone's feeling fine, drinking Polish moonshine. That's the way Skippy Gay singing all the time. Everyone's feeling fine, drinking Polish moonshine. That's the way Skippy Gay singing all the time. Stashko Goma, she's got pretty eyes. She is my sweetie pie, I am her only guy. She's got gas, she's got glass, she's the one for me. She is my sweetie pie, I am her only guy. She's got gas, she's got glass, she's the one for me.
Lil Wally and his Polka All-Stars there in the Hello Stash Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Hope you all had a good week. Hope you got a good week coming up. Hope you're having a good day right now whenever you happen to be listening to this. Because I don't know, because the Zumpa Hour can be heard all over the place, around the world, when you stop to think about it. Because there are people streaming this right now where you can hear it from anywhere. That's a little bit frightening. Does not make me nervous, however. I am protected by my stacks of polka records. But anyway, glad to have you along with us. Remember, you can always get in touch with us here at the Zumpa Hour, too. You can email zumpahour@aol.com. It's all one big word, all small letters. You could also phone or text to area code 218-259-2985. And on Facebook, too, facebook.com/Tim's Zumpa Hour. Is where you'll find us there. So if you have a request, dedication, question, whatever, feel free to track us down, all right? On the Pulaski record label, you don't see that one very often. The Polonia Polka, we have Ben Nosek and the Pendel Orchestra. All right, there you have it there with Ben Nosek and the Pendel Orchestra and the Polonia Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. This next one, I like the record label because it's on Bronco Records, and it's got like cartoons or character drawings, whatever, line drawings of guys riding Broncos, and it's a cool-looking record label and a style that we rarely play because I just don't have very much of it. This is Ruben Vela. This is the Argentina Polka. The Argentina Polka, Ruben Vela here at Tim Zumpa Hour, and yeah, fun record. We don't get many records from the Bronco Record Company. I'm looking to see if there's a date on this record. There is not, but it's from McAllen, Texas, anyway. So howdy y'all. That is my my Texan impression today. The bird song, you see, not surfing bird, the bird song that you know everybody dances to, like at weddings and parties and stuff. I'm trying to think, what is it? Is Dance Little Bird the actual name of that song? Because that's what I have up next, and it's that song, but I thought it had a different title. Anyway, it's you do the bird thing, you know. And I always think that when I see it perform different places, that they're doing it too darn fast, you know, like grown-ups. And little kids have a hard time keeping up with it because they're trying to figure out the movements. And Frank Field of the Good Times doing it here. And I think the tempo is just a little bit slower. And at first I thought, geez, they're playing that slow. But then you try to do the dance and it's like, you know, this is way better. Especially if you've had a couple of drinks. So anyway, Dance Little Bird, Frank Field and the Good Times. All right, see, that's a better tempo. It's easy to dance to, I think. Frank Feel of the Good Times there, Dance Little Bird. Tim Zumpa Hour is where you have landed, your old-time oldie show. I got to find a waltz yet to get into the show here. We always try to include at least one waltz. It's not everybody wants to polka for a whole hour. Art Walunas and the orchestra over here. You call everybody darling.
Just a game you're playing, but you'll find out that you can play the game as well as you. If you call everybody darling, then love will come a knocking at your door. And as the years go by, you'll sit and wonder why nobody calls you darling anymore.
Art Walunas with the orchestra there. You call everybody darling here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. I was looking to see if there's any kind of crediting for the vocal harmonizing there on the record, but I see no mention of it. But it is time to waltz, ladies and gentlemen. So slow things down a little bit for a couple of minutes anyway. Haven't heard a tune from the Polka Sharps in a long time. Try to stay awake through this one. Here's the Sleepy Time Waltz. waltzers. You sit down, relax now. there you go. The Polka Sharps and the Sleepy Time Waltz here at Tim Zupa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. I don't want to say things took a twist. Here in northern Minnesota the last couple of days, we are the victims of a dipping polar vortex, they tell me. Yeah, we went from like 30 degrees, which I thought was kind of cool for this time of year. Normally we get 40s and 50s still in November during the day anyway. 7 degrees this morning. I was like, what? Are you serious? Not approved at all. The Kazoo Polka. Get your kazoos out, gang. Steve Negra and the Silver Notes.
Kazoo. First you learn to play this thing, now just follow me. On your mark, breathe now, one, two, three. Girlfriend, and she's feeling kind of blue. Reach into your pocket and pull out your old kazoo. Then you play this happy tune to set her heart aglow. On your mark, play it now. Ready, set, go.
Kazoo Polka there, and Steve Nigro with the Silver Notes here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show, and I look at the old clock on the wall, and I see this this sucker is flying by faster than usual again. I don't know, it seems like time gets faster the older you get. It's just weird how that happens, because I remember when I first started this show, it lasted for like 6 hours, and it was still only an hour. I have no idea what I'm talking about. The Roulette Polka. Love the name of this band. Here's the Holy Toledo Polka Stars. We'll be right back. Holy Toledo, the Polka Stars here on, that's the Holy Toledo Polka Stars. On Tim Zumpa Hours, your old-time oldie show. Time running out. We're going to try to jam a couple more tunes in here. In fact, we're going to take a little break, but then we're coming back with a record so dangerous that you may have to wear a helmet. No, but I'm telling you, there are some health concerns. We'll tell you about that after we push this button over here.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention. The International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
Remember going to the record store and finding your favorite songs by your favorite artists? Those days are back at Keb's Records in downtown Bovee. Hate trying to buy records on the internet? Can't find your favorites from years ago? At Keb's Records, you can flip through the hits like you did in the good old days. From rock and roll, rhythm and blues, country and western, jazz, comedy, classical, and even polkas, we've got them all. All speeds too, 33, 45, and even 78. We have phonograph needles in stock for thousands of different record players. Personal service, too. Just another one of the occasional shops in downtown Bovee. Like us on Facebook for sale dates and special events. More info online at KebsRadio.com. We're the world's smallest record store. Keb's Records, downtown Bovee. All right, now we're going to squeak in a couple more tunes here. Now, I told you we had a dangerous one coming up, and that's because I think if you play the concertina this fast, you're bound to get your fingers tangled up in those buttons. I'm telling you, this is the Dancing Concertina, Bernie White and his orchestra.
Thank you.
Man, I was jumped in there a little early. I mean, how do you even do that? Bernie White and the orchestra, dancing concertina here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. We're going to slip in one more tune here. Harry Hardin and his orchestra. This is called the Tinkle Polka, which just saying the name makes me have to go to the bathroom. And it says on the record that this is a swing polka. So if you are ready to have a swing polka, let's wrap things up this week with Harry Hardin and the orchestra, the Tinkle Polka. There you go, Harry Hardin and his orchestra. That is called the Tinkle Polka. And that brings us to the conclusion of another show. Isn't it amazing how the record ends and so does the show at the same time? Works out just about every week like that, too. It's amazing here on the Yumpa Hour. Glad you could join us for another show. By golly, I'm going to go out and shovel a sidewalk now.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on the weekend morn. Up to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in downtown Bovee, Minnesota, brought to you by the International Polka Association, World of Accordions Museum, and Kebs Records. Back to do it again next week. Fresh stack of records. Maybe sneak in the first Christmas record of the season. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.